Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Ronan Flood. Ronan, good afternoon.
Joe, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. I mentioned earlier Oscars in Smithfield. I think you're a co-owner. And I mentioned when I was talking to Ronan Collins, your website, you say, we believe the 105 minute limit is ridiculous, unenforceable, and will not only deter guests from returning, but will be exploited by those who do. We are setting a 3-hour limit for diners. Would you be breaking the law, Ronan?
As far as we're aware, there are guidelines at present. So I don't believe we're breaking the law as such.
And why are you going for the 3 hours?
Because, as we said, we think the 105 minutes is absolutely ludicrous. It makes no sense whatsoever. We've made huge efforts over the past 2 months or so preparing for a reopening, with obviously the health and safety of our guests as a number one priority. So it's just, this is a step too far for us. It makes absolutely no sense. It's an arbitrary, non-science-based rule that, as I said, is just completely unenforceable. Mm-hmm.
And what reaction are you getting to your decision? It's on your site, your Facebook site. You're saying we will let people stay for 3 hours. What reaction are you getting, Ronan?
Honestly, in a general sense, it seems to be a broadly positive reaction, and the general consensus seems to be that it's a common sense approach. Of course, there are people that are quite negative towards it, but in a general sense, the positivity seems to be massively outweigh the few that are criticising it.
And where does the 3 hours come from? Is that scientific?
Oh, it's not scientific, but by any means. But we believe it's a reasonable amount of time for the guests to come in and have a proper dining experience when they come in to Oscars. An hour and a half is like an eating and drinking Olympics, as well as, for the want of a better word, educating people how to queue outside, how to go to the toilet, how to remain seated. We're now meant to stand over with our guests with a clock, supervising them, which is completely untenable.
But is it not better for you, Ronan, in that, apart from the medical, it is the medical advice or the government scientific advice. I know you're saying there's no, where's the scientific basis? But 90 minutes turnaround means you get more covers that night.
Yes, but at the cost of drink binging and our guests coming in and not having a nice positive experience. But you say, what medical advice? Where is this medical advice? And from where is that medical advice coming?
And if you had to put up perspex and convex mirrors or whatever you do?
Up to my eyes in perspex at the moment, we're lucky that we have a good outdoor area for Oscars in Smithfield, so we're praying to God we'll have a good summer. A good summer, I think, will be the saving grace for a lot of publicans around the country.
And what about cutlery and salt and pepper and condiments and menus?
And this is the thing, where do you draw the line? What we have in place in terms of cutlery, that when guests arrive, the tables will be preset with a disposable single-use menu on the table. Okay. We will have a yellow sealed envelope with a knife and fork, salt and pepper sachet, napkin, and a sanitizing wipe.
I'm getting this in a little envelope.
Yeah, a little yellow envelope, which can also be used to store your mask while you're with us for the 90 minutes, or I should say, three hours.
Have you been given many guidelines, Ronan, on what you have to do? And
the first guidelines that we received was that publication from Fáilte Ireland last week.
Okay.
About 5 days beforehand, we put our, for the want of a better word, our rules up on our Barber's Bar page. And I hate using the word rules, but the rules we put in place were broadly in line with what Fáilte Ireland are proposing in many respects. But we got a backlash for that in itself. saying, how dare you tell us to remain seated? You know, there was already a backlash online for us just enforcing the rules that we guessed were coming along. So it's not us that are enforcing the rules. Insofar as what I mean is...
You're not making the rules.
We're not making the rules, correct. Yes, yeah.
And do you think, Ronan, like people with a few jars on board, and do you relish the idea of going up to them after an hour and a half and say, are you right there, Michael, are you right, out?
But that's precisely the point. We'll already be policing them in the queue in the toilets. And as I said, now we're meant to be policing them at the table. And you can understand why customers will get aggro with us kicking them out after 105 minutes. Like, in fairness, a table of six, in all likelihood, they have not seen each other since the start of lockdown.
Good point,
what
yeah.
group of six is going to disband and go their separate ways after 105 minutes? We already have a situation where customers are asking us, well, can we make a booking for 6:30, go for a walk around the block at 8 p.m. and come back with a reservation for another member of our party? What are we meant to say to those guests?
And they could do it, couldn't they?
Well, absolutely. There's nothing stopping them. Or even worse, we have a scenario where we have a table on table one.
Yeah.
And they're 105 minutes is up.
Yeah.
And then they move to table 20 as a new reservation.
Exactly, under a different member of the party as the lead, yeah.
Correct. What are we meant to say to those customers?
Okay, now, I don't know, did you hear Pauline earlier on who's contacted us, Ronan, about, now she mentioned about waiting for 9 hours in A&E, and she mentioned the 90 minutes. Pauline, you're still there, I'm told. Pauline, what do you think of what Ronan's doing, Ronan Flood of Oscars?
I'm not impressed, Joe, to be honest with you. I just hope, for his sake, that things stay well for him and he doesn't get anybody in there that gets the COVID and it gets passed around his restaurant. I just hope, for his sake, that things stay well for him.
But do you not understand his dilemma?
I do understand his dilemma, yes, and a lot of other people's dilemma. But, I mean, 90 minutes, you can manage in 90 minutes to have a meal, Joe. If you're going to be drinking alcohol, yes, it's going to take that bit longer. I agree with that. But, you know, Joe, I just think of all the sick people that are out there, all the other calls that you've had from Veronica and all the other girls who are looking for somebody to help them. And this guy is only, I know his money, I know everything else about it, but I just feel that he's being very, very selfish by not sticking by the rules.
Pauline, if I can interject here for a moment.
Yes.
If I was being selfish, we wouldn't be banning the sale of shots, or we wouldn't be ceasing the sale of alcohol at 11 p.m. And secondly, regarding the 105 minutes or 90 minutes, look what happened in South Korea, where we had one super spreader go to three different venues and cause the localized outbreak.
That's correct. That's correct.
So, you know, who's to say that people are safer at
the
105
point is,
minutes?
When the health system says that you should do a certain thing, they suggest, I know it's only a suggestion at the moment, it's not a law, but I think that you should abide by that until they loosen it up again. Because is everybody going to come run to your restaurant because you're open for 3 hours instead of the 90 minutes? What about the other guys? Do they all do it? And they all say, well, look, to hell with that. We won't stick by any of these rules. We'll open up the pub. We'll have people in. They can sit around and do whatever they like.
Because, but Pauline, who's to say Republicans are going to abide by these rules? At
nobody.
Least we're owning it. That's exactly the point. At least we're putting our hands up and saying, guys, look, this is completely unenforceable. It's going to be exploited by people when they do come out, if they come out at all.
But I think that you should have all got together and gone to the people in charge and sorted this thing out before you went.
Yeah, they have.
But precisely, who is in charge? We've got the HSA, we've the SSAI, we've the NSAI, the HSPC, the WHO and other government agencies according to the Fall to Ireland guidelines. Who is in charge here? I completely agree with you, Pauline. We should have received these guidelines 2 months ago. At this point in time, we do not know what we're meant to do after July the 20th.
That's correct.
That guidelines
That's
only
correct.
Bring us to 3 weeks. So I completely agree with you, Pauline. We like nothing better than the opportunity to have our say.
But would you not just go for the next 3 weeks and see how it works out? Just bear with them as the rules that they're making and say, OK, we'll leave it now until they bring in the next lot in July.
No,
just play along the line with everybody else.
No, but in theory, that is absolutely wonderful. But already we have people emailing us and Facebook messages asking us, are the disposable items we're using in the envelope biodegradable and are they safe to the environment? We're already contending with questions like that. Now, incidentally, they are. But people are going to be coming down our throats from two camps. One will be attacked for not enforcing social distancing in their opinion correctly. And the other is people ripping us to shreds because we're asking them to remain seated during the meal. I'm absolutely dreading reopening on Monday in terms of how the public are going to react. Our only hope is that the public are preconditioned to social distancing, queuing, and that the public will cooperate. If they don't, I don't know where we stand.
Well, to a certain extent, you're going to get all this backlash, okay? But you're adding extra backlash by doing the extra hours, because all the pubs are going to get this backlash as you're getting at the moment about the cutlery and everything else. But now you're putting on an extra backlash for yourself by putting an extra hour and a half onto the time that you can eat. So you're putting extra backlashes onto yourself.
Well, I think Rona's doing it to try and, he says, stop a backlash. And what about, this is not sequential. What about going to the loo, Ronan?
But this is it again. We have a stop and go system in place where we have two pull up banners asking the guests to wait
when you have to go, you have to go.
But
you
can't stop. But who's meant to tell somebody you're not allowed to go now?
So what's your system?
Our system is a stop and go where you stop at the top of the corridor. There's a convex mirror outside both bathrooms, so you will know when the coast is clear, for the want of a better word.
Okay.
When the coast is clear, you enter the bathroom. No, I know, but this is our best effort of controlling. And by the way, if you have a queue of six ladies in a queue and a man joins the queue at the end, how's a man meant to know that the gents' toilet is free? Ask the ladies to go in and have a look. But this is, and we totally understand there's a risk here, and we have to manage that risk, and we're totally conscious of the fact that there may be a resurgence of the virus. That is absolutely at the forefront of our mind.
Pauline, will you stop and go?
I didn't go when I was in A&E. I didn't go and I was dying to go. I was frightened.
Okay, Susan, I know it is the killer question Ronan and Susan has it. Susan, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Your point, please, to Ronan.
Hi, Susan.
You want me to say what I said in my text?
Yeah, well, basically.
My point is, I can't actually believe what I'm hearing. This person is yet again, and somebody else who's looking at their own financial industry and flaunting the public health guidelines. Mm. They're there for a reason. We have now spent, over 3 months in lockdown with major impacts on the economy. And if we open up irresponsibly, which this kind of behaviour is, I think, irresponsible, we're just going to be back where we started and it'll all have been for nothing. They say, the whole point of it is opening up restaurants, opening up pubs. You have to take a certain level of responsibility if you're going to go. And the notion of a time limit makes sense. And the notion of essentially changing a pub into a restaurant where you're going, you sit down, you have a meal, you have a drink with it, you have a chat with your friends, and at the end of the meal, you go. When you go to a restaurant normally, you're not there for three hours and more. You're not there all night. Usually they want to flip you over in 2 hours. No, under normal circumstances, because they want the table again.
Ronan?
So I don't actually see why there is a need for this. I mean, you can have a social interaction without it needing to go on that long.
Ronan?
And you also have to look at what is important to you. No, let me just finish. You have to look at what is important to you and your enjoyment and your responsibility to society as a whole. You're taking the risk for yourself, but you're also putting everybody else at risk. Maybe you're hale and hearty and you're not worried that if you get sick it will be so bad. But what about the people that you come into contact? You might not even have symptoms. You might not even know. that you have, that you're infected.
I suppose, first off, if I could just take you up on saying that we're doing this for selfish reasons. As I said already, if it was selfish reasons, we'd be serving till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and the tills would be ringing like mad. We're ceasing alcohol sales at 11 p.m. We're banning the sales of shots. That's not the actions of someone who's doing this for the money. Secondly, you said that 105 minutes makes sense. How does it make sense in relation to what happened in South Korea, where a super spreader went from nightclub to nightclub to nightclub and caused a localised outbreak? How does a 105 minutes make sense? And who has said it makes sense?
Well,
name one person that says 105 minutes makes sense.
Okay, if NPHET said this was the limit, this was the recommendation, and they have done it on the basis of some scientific recommendation. They haven't decided that 3 hours makes more sense for me, for
okay,
my business.
What scientific recommendation?
What scientific recommendation, Susan? NPHET is sufficiently, a bunch of doctors and scientists saying this is what we're recommending is sufficient for me. They know what they're talking about. You're a restaurateur. You run a pub. That's what you know about. They understand.
But how does it make sense? Name one single person that has come out publicly and said that 105 minutes makes sense. And again, I ask you the question. I link you back to what happened in South Korea with a super spreader that went from nightclub to nightclub to nightclub and caused a localized outbreak in South Korea. People, in my opinion, are far safer staying in one venue for a night, as opposed to moving between four and five venues. Susan, sorry, you had your say. May I talk, please?
Go ahead.
Okay, so my question to you is, how does 105 minutes make sense in relation to what happened in South Korea, where a super spreader went to three, four different locations and caused a localized outbreak? In my opinion, it is far safer for guests to remain in one venue for the night. You're absolutely deluded if you think a group is going to meet up for 105 minutes and just go home. You are deluded.
Well, thank you very much for that. I don't believe I am deluded. I think there are certain people who will put their own position in front of everybody else, including patrons, who will think it's okay to stay out, to stay in close contact for way longer than is recommended. They're the same people who cough in the open, who don't keep their distance.
That is a scandalous thing to say about
like
the general population. That's a scandalous thing to say about the general population.
I said there will always be people who do that. They are not the majority.
Of course,
any more than a super spreader is the majority. You have to take a responsible attitude, which looks at what we have already gone through, what we have experienced, both economically, personally, health-wise, and everything. You have to look at the risk that there's there for everybody. Mm. You're not happy to follow the guidelines that have been set down.
No, guidelines, Susan. Hold on.
You want to
create
your own.
Susan, 1 second. We're not happy to follow one guideline. We will be strictly enforcing the guidelines for Fáil to Ireland. It is that one guideline that we are not adhering to, and at least we will stand over and have, I nearly said balls there, but to stand over the fact that we're not abiding by that guideline.
And every single scientist, from Luke O'Neill to Sam McConkie to all the rest of them, have all said the danger increases the longer you are exposed to people, which is why they put a time limit on it. Obviously, you're going to go ahead and do whatever you like. All I'm saying is it's irresponsible, and if you breach the rules, the price for breaching the rules should be your liquor license. Because why do you get to change the law?
Susan, I do agree with you about the logic behind the longer you are with people, the more inclined you are to get the virus. However, the situation is that customers are going to move from location to location to location to location, which multiplies the risk tenfold.
But they're going to do that anyway. The kind of people who go on pub crawls anyway. But they are a small thing. But by
I never encourage people moving from location to location to location. In fact, we're doing the opposite to discourage that.
Susan, will you go to a restaurant next week or a bar when they reopen, cafe, bar, whatever?
No, I won't.
Is there any?
I've been in lockdown for longer than it was officially lockdown.
Why was that?
Well, because I've had what's called
on the line.
Leiomyosarcoma. It's a rare kind of cancer. Had both my lungs resected. I've had multiple operations since 2011. And I most certainly am not going to take any more risks than is absolutely necessary. But it doesn't actually matter what I do.
I know.
If other people aren't being responsible.
And when do you see yourself going back out?
Well, I have gone out. Like, I've gone to the grocery store and stuff like that. I mean, I do the things that I have to, but I'm extremely careful. I mean, the luxury of going to a restaurant, sitting down and having somebody else cook for me, because I can tell you I'm totally sick of my own cooking after all these months. Okay. I would love to go someplace and sit down in a restaurant and have somebody hand me a meal. But
well, Susan, I'd love to deliver something to you on the house then. How's that?
No, that's fine. I appreciate the offer.
It would be an honour to do so.
And it's good food as well.
Look, it's okay. I don't live in Dublin.
You've served yourself before, Joe.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Let's Sheila, and Sheila McGuinness. Sheila, your quick point, please. To Rona,
Flood. Just a very good observation. If you book a restaurant prior to COVID for, say, 6:30, it was often the case that you were told you had to vacate the table by 8 o'clock for a second cover on that table in busy restaurants. I'm just wondering, how is this any different? When it was busy and it was to the benefit of the restaurateur, you only had 90 minutes to have your meal.
Absolutely.
Surely it's a very similar situation now.
Yeah. What about that point, Ron? That she told?
Yeah, no, it is a fair point. But thankfully, we're blessed with a fair bit of space in Oscar's Midfield. For example, when
but I
we...
don't do it on an individual basis. It has to be across the board, you know, not one restaurant over another, the same way as not every restaurant had covers of 3 or 4 in a night.
But not every restaurant operates on turning tables within 2 hours pre-lockdown.
Agreed, but it has been done. I just think when the rules suit it was acceptable. And now when you're playing with people's health, it's an issue.
No, but in answer to that question, as I mentioned earlier, we set out a list of rules for the Barber's Bar, which is quite close to Oscar's. Mm-hmm. We set out, before the Fall to Ireland guidelines, we did set out a two-hour time limit. But being perfectly honest, it was precisely the reason you're talking about. It's a 26-seater, well, it was 26 at the time with 2 metre. Now, thank God, it's a 42-seater premises. So we did, in the Barber's Bar, set up a two-hour time limit in order to help us turn the tables. So we had a different reason for setting a timeline. With Oscar's, thank God, we have the space. We don't want to be rushing people out the door.
Okay.
There is quite a distinct difference between 105 minutes and, you know, and 2 hours. It's still a fair bit more, but at that, we just want to give the guests our best possible dining experience possible.
So you're going ahead now, as of from next Monday. You're saying you're not enforcing the 105.
We will not be, no.
Okay. Ronan Flood, co-owner of the Refresh Group and Oscars, Susan, Sheila McGuinness, Pauline, thank you all. 5151 wash hands.